Thank you very much for the questions. So I'll get back to the answer coming from Germany first. So robots are currently really good at performing one particular task, usually in a laboratory setting, and we're moving on to developing the robots to perform much more reliably in very complex scenarios with unpredictable scenes, so with a lot of variation in what they are known to or trained on in the lab. And in order to extrapolate to those more complex scenarios, we expose the robots to those scenes in a simulation. And so we try to make that simulation as real as possible. And in the case of land release processes, this would require that we have sceneries from the deserts, from the jungles, from the swamps, from the different and very diverse environments where these land release processes take place. And so the data that would be really helpful is in the field, and from the interactions with EOD experts, I understand that there are already some formats as to how this information is gathered, but it seems that there's a break in the process for this information to actually reach the developers, or to be where there's a repository where this information is gathered and made accessible for developers. And the type of information that we would need is what type of ammunition has been found. Is it a full ammunition? Is it only a part of the ammunition? What detector was it found with? In what state was it? Is it partially corroded? Is it partially open? What can we see in that picture? Is it an individual ammunition? Is it on a heap? Is it booby-trapped in some way? Is it damaged? Are there indentations and so on? So it's really adding as much information as possible in order for then a machine learning process to learn what is visible in that image. And what is important to note down as well is what has actually been found afterwards. So there's a first detection with a first image of the detection, and then afterwards a confirmation of what has been found. So that information would be very helpful in order to better interpret or have a fast interpretation of the anomalies that we see, both on the surface or subsurface mines and explosive remnants of war. Does that answer your question? And then coming to the question from Brazil, thank you very much. Indeed, yes. So ethical aspects such as predictability in robots using AI, or behavior of robots which are trained with AI. There's the aspects of predictability, accountability, reliability, and so on, which are crucial to address. But I didn't quite understand the link with the foundational models and what your particular question was. If I may ask you to repeat that again, please.